Buying property in Singapore is a tedious, long, and drawn-out affair that spans decades. That's why it's so important to pick the right home loan for the type of property you want to buy. So many factors and variables go into selecting the right home loan that a person could literally have his head blown out of frustration. From loan package to loan interest rate, mortgage rate, the cancellation fee amount, imposition of late payment fees, lock-in period, whether or not there are any cash rewards, etc. To be honest, going through a plethora of options when considering a home loan will definitely shoot all your blood flow up to your brain. What's worse, it will stay there until you have actually obtained the loan. Planning ahead for your property purchase can be rigorous and downright annoying. That's why we've come up with a detailed but brief article about the ins and outs of choosing the right home loan. What kind of home loan can I get for my property type? The most important factor determining the kind of home loan you choose is the property type. Simply put, there are many types of property in Singapore, and the type of loan you pick has to reflect your property choice. To summarize, here is a list of all the property types and the different loan options available for them. HBD built-to-order flats, flats still under construction, can be paid for using either an HBD loan or a bank loan on floating rates. HBD resale flats or completed built-to-order flats can be paid for using either HBD loans or bank loans at a fixed rate or a bank loan at a floating rate. Private property, which is still under construction, can be paid for using a bank loan at a floating rate. Private property, which has been built, can be financed using a bank loan at a fixed or floating rate. As we all know, the most common type of housing in Singapore is HBD flats, so we wouldn't be surprised if you or someone you know has already taken an HBD housing loan. HBD loans are probably the easiest to qualify for and come with very relaxed measures and circumstances. Unlike other types of property, you don't have to pay anything in cash while buying an HBD flat using an HBD loan if you have enough CPF savings. This ease of access is probably why it is referred to as the default loan type for Singaporean citizens. The only downside is that HBD loans are only allowed if you are buying public property, such as an HBD flat. But at least HBD flats give you the option to go for a bank loan as well, so that's something. On the other hand, buying private property will mean that you can only opt for private bank loans. This means that you have to research the different rate packages and rate mortgages that you can get from various major banks. Moreover, any property still under construction, regardless of whether it is private or HBD property, will only allow loans given at floating interest rates. However, you can get a fixed-rate mortgage loan once the property is completely built. Determining the home loan for your property type. As we've explained before, there are plenty of loan options available to property buyers in Singapore. However, it is important to note that not all of these loan types will be an option for you when buying your home. What kind of loan options you are allowed to obtain completely depends on the type of property you want to finance. Moreover, it also depends on whether the property you want to purchase has been completed or is still under construction. Let's summarize the types of loans available to you under the following circumstances. If you want to purchase an HBD BTO under construction, you are only allowed to take an HBD loan or a bank loan at a floating rate. If you want to purchase an HBD BTO flat that has been completed or is ready-made, you will be only allowed to take an HBD loan and bank loans at floating and fixed rates. Purchasing an HBD resale flat means you are allowed to take both HBD loans and bank loans. Floating and fixed rates. Purchasing a private property under construction will limit your options to a bank loan with a floating interest rate. Purchasing a completed private property means you can take bank loans at both fixed and floating rates. Qualifying for an HDB housing loan. The first thing to remember about HDB loans is that they are designed for property buyers from low-income backgrounds. These individuals are usually unable to obtain their desired bank loans on terms that are feasible to them and often face difficulties when purchasing a property. To ensure that HDB loans are only available for the needy, there is an income ceiling of $14,000 for couples and $21,000 for extended families. To explain, if you and your partner want to apply for an HDB loan, but your annual income exceeds this income cap, you will not be eligible. The very design of HDB loans ensures that a person with a lower income can obtain the maximum loan amount, which ultimately affects the HDB flat they choose to buy. However, for individuals with part-time income or those doing odd jobs, only 70% of their income will be taken into consideration during their loan applications. To round things off, you will only be eligible for an HDB loan if you are a Singaporean citizen of 21 years or older with a gross monthly income less than $14,000 or $21,000 for extended families. Moreover, you should not have owned any residential private property in the 30 months before your HDB loan application and should not own any other property currently. You should not own more than one market stall, hawker stall, commercial or industrial property. Finally, if you do operate any hawker or market stalls or commercial or industrial properties, you have to be working in it yourself. If you pass the citizenship requirements, monthly income requirements and miscellaneous requirements, you can then apply for an HDB loan. The next question to ask now is how much loan amount can you get? Well, that depends on your age, income, and social financial standing. It is safe to assume that HDB will offer a higher loan amount if you are younger, as you will have more days until your retirement to pay off the loan. HDB has very strict considerations when it comes to your financial standing. Contrary to popular belief, they do not base your financial standing on rental income, your savings account, dividend income, director fees, national service allowance, overseas allowance for scholarships, bonuses, overtime income, or any alimony allowances in the case of divorce. Instead, HDB bases your income capacity on the payslips of the latest 3 months and the CPF contributions for the last 15 months, if you are a regular employee. If you are self-employed, on the other hand, or a part-time or job worker, you will need to produce your annual tax assessment form. On top of that, you will also have to submit a valid Accounting and Corporate Regulatory Authority, ACRA, business profile computer or valid license of business/trade. Additionally, odd job workers will have to produce the last 15 months CPF history, the last 12 months bank statements, along with a credit bureau report. Also, the latest notice of assessment from the IRS or a recent letter from your employer confirming your job type, starting date, and your commission/salaries for the last 12 months. If you are a regular employee without any CPF contributions, you will have to submit 12 months of payslips, including the last 12 months of bank statements and a credit bureau report. Also, you'd have to produce the latest notice of assessment from the IRS or a certified annual accounts statement from an audit firm. If you are a pensioner, you must produce the last 3 months' payslip or a recent letter from your previous employer confirming the monthly pension received for the last 3 months. On top of that, you will need the bank statements for the last 12 months along with a credit bureau report. Finally, if you have been unemployed for less than 3 months, you are required to show income proof of the preceding months from the previous employer. On top of that, you must produce the gross monthly income amount for the last day of service, plus your CPF contribution over the previous 15 months. If you have been unemployed for longer than 3 months, you have to submit a statutory declaration. You can find this at any of the HBD Hub Loan counters or any branch of HBD in Singapore. All of this must be included in your HLE letter, which is what HBD uses to specify the maximum loan amount you can receive. Moreover, you should obtain the HLE letter before you decide to sign the option to purchase and pay the option fee or before your first BTO property appointment. HDB loan versus bank loan. On a general note, if you are a young couple looking to get an HBD BTO, the best way to go about it is to get an HBD concessionary loan. This type of loan doesn't require you to pay any cash down payment if you have enough money in your CPF. The only downsides are that it comes with limitations, such as the combined income ceiling limit of $14,000 and the 2.6% interest rate. Meanwhile, a bank loan doesn't have a lot of criteria or limitations. The only thing is that you should be able to afford them. However, bank loans might not be a suitable home loan for you, depending on your risk appetite. If you're buying an uncompleted property, you have to deal with the often risky floating rate packages from banks. The interest rate, in this case, is variable and is either pegged to the preset rate or future predicted rates by the bank, SORA, or SIBO. This means that you'd have to spend more in cash and CPF for your down payment for the loan, and whatever more, your monthly repayment amounts will also depend on the fluctuating rates. The one upside here is that you will benefit a lot if the peg moves downwards, like during the COVID-19 lockdown last year, when mortgages went down to 0.5%. Home loans for HDB resale / built BTO. You have a wide range of options when it comes to refinancing your recently built BTO or buying a completed HBD resale flat. If you qualify for the income criteria of the HBD loan, there's nothing else like it. This would mean paying a small down payment. On top of that, you'd have the option to take a small loan amount and make repayment early without suffering penalties. Taking a bank loan for a completed HBD flat also lets you borrow under a fixed interest rate, which makes the loan more stable than it would be in the case of a floating rate. Although you might have to pay a bit more, having a fixed during the 2 or 3 years lock-in period is worth it. However, you will have to go back to paying floating rate mortgages after this lock-in period. In fact, it is very common for the interest rate to rise after this lock-in period, so you should definitely prepare yourself financially for when it happens. Home loans for private property under construction. Home loans differ from bank to bank and are subject to various floating rates. In the case of properties under construction, you'll simply have to do your own meticulous research in order to spot the best one. That being said, we have compiled some brief details of the top 5 best home loans for private properties under construction at a purchase price of $650,000 for a 30-year loan tenure. Go ahead and take your pick. Singapore Finance BUC loan with an interest rate of 1.48% for year 1, 1.68% for year 2, 2.08% for year 3, and 3.75% thereafter. CIMB Bank BUC package at 1.6% for year 1, 1.7% for year 2, 2% for year 3, and 2.25% thereafter. Standard Chartered Bank SORA BUC package with an interest rate of 1.67% for the first 3 years and then 2.22% thereafter. Maybank 3M SORA BUC package with an interest rate of 1.67% for the first 2 years, then 2.37% thereafter. OCBC Bank SORA BUC package with an interest rate of 1.67% the first year, 1.72% the second year, and 1.87% thereafter. For floating home loans, is SORA or BOD rate better? In our honest opinion, floating home loans with SORA rates seem to have a significant advantage over those with BOD rates. BOD rates are set internally at the discretion of the bank itself and are not at all transparent to the borrower. This characteristic of being entirely controlled and determined by the bank makes board rates a risky affair for most borrowers. Meanwhile, SORA rates are based on the average rates of various past transactions and have some form of predictability. This is much better compared to board rates, which are often unpredictable and come with the subject of much astonishment. What else should I consider before committing? Before committing to a loan, you should always consider whether the loan is the best option for the amount you are borrowing. This will depend such as whether it's a floating or fixed interest rate or how long the lock-in period is. Make sure to look over the internet and compare different loan rates from different banks and pick one that suits you best. If it's a floating rate, we recommend you pick a loan which offers a SORA rate, as they are much more predictable and stable when compared to others. This goes without saying, but be sure to check the interest rate for each year and what your repayment amount would be every month as per the fluctuating rates. Although fixed rates provide more security and peace of mind, it might be so that you end up spending more on a fixed rate loan. So don't just settle for something that looks comfortable. Take the time and compare it with other loan options to determine whether it is the best option for you. Home loans for completed private property. Best fixed rate private property loans. 1. Hong Leong Finance. 2-year lock-in period. The minimum loan amount is $100,000. Year 1 interest is 2.550%, fixed. Year 2 interest is 2.400%, board. Year 3 interest is 2.450%, board. Year 4 interest is 2.450%, board. Year 5 interest is 2.450%, board. Interest thereafter is 2.540%, board. 2. Bank of China. 2 years lock-in period, the minimum loan amount is $500,000. Year 1 interest is 2.550%, fixed. Year 2 interest is 2.550%, fixed. Year 3 interest is 1.936%, 3M SORA plus 1.300%. Year 4 interest is 1.936%, 3M SORA plus 1.300%. Year 5 interest is 1.936%, 3M SORA plus 1.300%, and the same thereafter. 3. HSBC Bank. 2 years lock-in period, the minimum loan amount is $800,000. Year 1 interest is 2.550%, fixed. Year 2 interest is 2.550%, fixed. Year 3 interest is 2.370%, 1M SORA plus 1.600%. Year 4 interest is 2.370%, 1M SORA plus 1.600%. Year 5 interest is 2.370%, 1M SORA plus 1.600%. Interest thereafter is 2.370%, 1M SORA plus 1.600%. 4. OCBC Bank. 2 years lock-in period, the minimum loan amount is $300,000. Year 1 interest is 2.600%, fixed. Year 2 interest is 2.600%, fixed. Year 3 interest is 1.970%, 1M SORA plus 1.200%. Year 4 interest is 2.370%, 1M SORA plus 1.600%. Year 5 interest is 2.370%, 1M SORA plus 1.600%. Interest thereafter is 2.370%, 1M SORA plus 1.600%. 5. Citibank. 2 years lock-in period, the minimum loan amount is $800,000. Year 1 interest is 2.800%, fixed. Year 2 interest is 2.800%, fixed. Year 3 interest is 2.270%, 1M Sarang plus 1.500%. Year 4 interest is 2.270%, 1M Sarang plus 1.500%. Year 5 interest is 2.270%, 1M Sarang plus 1.500%. Interest thereafter is 2.270%, 1M Sarang plus 1.500%. How to find the best home loan Singapore? Finding the best home loan in Singapore is a skill that requires patience and a lot of calculation. The loan you pick will depend on your property type, whether it's an HBD or private property, whether it's a completed flat or a new launch, /BUC, etc. What's more, you'll also have to check whether or not you qualify for the requirements of HBD loans if you are looking to get one. Another factor is the maximum amount you can borrow, which is definitely higher for HBD loans at 90%, while that rate is 75% for private properties. Next, there's the dreaded interest rates to contend with, which can easily confuse the best mathematicians. HBD loans have a higher rate of interest rate of 2.6%, but it has been fixed in that number since 1999. Meanwhile, bank loan mortgage rates might be lower, but are prone to be more volatile and unpredictable. With all this put into consideration, there is simply no formula one can use to find the best home loans. If you are in the market for a good home loan, you will have to scour the internet for and compare rates amongst loans from different banks and pick the one that suits you best.